Vatican and World News.
Dr. Brown, thank you for joining us this afternoon at Vatican News. And this afternoon, we're going to be talking about Halloween and the Catholic roots of Halloween. I'm wondering, can you tell us, what are the Catholic foundations of this holiday?
The Feast of Halloween is one of those feasts on the Catholic calendar that is celebrated on the eve of a great solemnity. And so when you think of a day like New Year's Day, New Year's Day is a holy day of obligation, and New Year's Eve is celebrated as a liturgical feast by Catholics beginning on that evening before, and Halloween is something very similar. So when we think of, you know, really what the two parts of that word Halloween mean, really the hallow part comes from the next day's feast, November 1st, the Feast of All Saints, or the Feast of All Hallows. And then the second part of that word, Halloween, the een part, comes from a truncation of the word evening. So really, Halloween is a feast of the celebration of the eve of the Feast of All Hallows. So it's a day when Catholics celebrate the triumph of the Church in heaven and, you know, the lives of the saints on earth.
And some of the customs that we associate with Halloween that have kind of been taken up in secular culture also have their roots or at least connections to Catholic customs.
That's correct, yeah. So when we think of Halloween, I think we often think of, you know, ghosts and goblins and ghoulish faces. But even these are kind of, in the Catholic tradition, these are supposed to be reminders of death and of the last things. So just as we commemorate the Feast of All Saints on November 1st, beginning with with All Hallows Eve on Halloween, we also think about and turn our minds really to the last thing, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And really our focus should be, since we all must die and are destined for judgment, how then ought we to live?
And then how specifically can Catholics celebrate Halloween, again, with a lot of secular and sometimes even occult overtones? I know it's always a debate this time of year. How can Catholics and Christians take up the celebration of Halloween kind of in encounter and dialogue with the contemporary culture?
Yeah, I think the best way for Catholics to celebrate the Feast of Halloween is to remember that it is an observance of our profound and rich traditions in Catholicism, which is tied to the solemnity of All Saints. And so all of the things that you would do in celebration of a solemnity, such as Christmas or Easter or New Year's Day, which is really the feast of the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, all of the things that we would associate with the celebration of a solemnity, we should associate with the Feast of All Saints and therefore with Halloween. So going to Mass on November 1st or on the evening before, on Halloween itself, preparing ourselves for that by going to confession. I think that, you know, for many of us, the balancing act is between the secularization of the feast and then maintaining an awareness of the religious observance. So one way that we can maintain that awareness is by encouraging our children, and maybe that's if we're parents or also if we're school teachers, or even within programs within parishes, to encourage children on the Feast of All Saints to choose a saint that they particularly love and then to dress up as that saint and maybe even to tell the story of that saint's life. In my own family, many of the confirmation patrons of our children have come from their All Saints Day costumes. So they'll pick a saint, they'll learn all about that saint, and they'll dress up as that saint every year for several years. When it comes time for confirmation, they say, I want to be the saint whose life I know really well and whom I've dressed up as many, many times for All Saints Day. So I think these are some ways that this can be done. For us here in Tulsa, we are going to have a November 1st celebration of All Saints, and that's going to begin with Mass. We're going to go on to have a dinner, and along with the dinner, there's going to be an All Saints costume contest, and after that, we'll have a bonfire, and we'll be singing songs like the Breastplate of St. Patrick and St. Brendan's Fair Isle and these kinds of songs about saints around that bonfire. And at that bonfire, our plan is to burn all of those kinds of things that can only be burned, drowned, or buried in the Catholic tradition. Things like, an old text that's a sacred text that is ready to be disposed of. We're going to burn those. We're going to burn any palms that are left over from our Easter celebration. So these are just some of the ways that Catholics can reclaim the true character of the feast. And one last thing I'll say about this, and I think this is very important in an increasingly secularized culture. Many parts of the world are shifting Halloween away from the actual eve of All Saints Day, and they're moving it to the nearest weekend at the end of October. And I can tell you right now, the day that they do that within my own part of the world is the day that I stop celebrating Halloween, because it's so important that that celebration be maintained on the eve of November 1st, the Feast of All Saints.
Thank you very much. And then just one last question, and I know we've alluded to it earlier. Immediately after All Saints, then comes All Souls, and that certainly ties in with some of the themes that you've already been talking about.
Yeah, that's right. The Feast of All Souls is a day when we commemorate, the holy souls in purgatory, and, when we especially pray for the dead. So I think this is a very important feast to keep in mind in association with the Solemnity of All Saints, because there is, there is in heaven, of course, the church triumphant that is, all the saints. And then there are the holy souls in purgatory who are on their way there, and it is for them that we should say a special prayers on November 2nd, the Feast of All Souls.
Very good. Dr. Brown, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, and a very happy and blessed upcoming feast days to you.